Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your body.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
In hip-hop, being able to rap is only half the battle to becoming a legend in the industry. Alongside opportunities having to come to you at the right time, you also need to do whatever you can to keep the public on your side. A big part of that is meticulous image management. Because if you start to come off as a lame, corny, or otherwise involved in clout chasing, then no number of classic records, evident aptitude for rap, or even platinum albums can save you. And due to neglecting this side of the rap world's inner workings, what should have been one of the most influential Cali rappers is now literally crying out for his respect that would have been his.
It's easy for me to give my flowers to Kendrick and YG and Ice Cube and say I love and miss Nip and do all of that. And I get left out of all the conversations. I get left off the murals. I don't give a fuck about none of that. I'm just trying to stay alive to see my daughter walk down the aisle. And that's it.
This is the story of The Game, a middle-aged rapper who still acts like a teenager. After recovering from a near-fatal shooting that led him to being in a coma for 2 days, Jayceon Taylor morphed into The Game. Once he studied classic rap albums while recovering from his wounds, The Game set out on his own hip-hop journey that led him to become a superstar signed to Dr. Dre. But even as he got everything that he had ever wanted, it has never felt like peace was an option for Game. Throughout the years, his career has been defined by beefs and controversial impulsive decisions that threatened to destroy his career. Despite the fact that at every turn, he has insisted that he isn't a man who seeks problems.
I don't fuck with niggas, I don't battle niggas, I don't beef with niggas, I don't start shit. Unless I hear my name or unless they're calling me out, then I'm coming.
Capable of loving someone 1 minute and hating them the next, the rash decision-making of Game has been a part of his narrative for a long time. And as time went on, he's even acknowledged it and at least tried to own it. I work off how I feel at the moment. That's why everyone thinks, oh, Game is whack. Oh, he changes his mind. He told Hip Hop DX. No, we all change our mind. That's why we're just in the spotlight. So you can get locked onto my decisions and me being very opinionated, but if I'm feeling a certain way, that's just how I'm feeling. I'll be very vocal about it. If I don't feel the same way tomorrow, I will say that. Somebody might say I'm bipolar because I always change my mind, and I am. So if my bipolar is attacked, then fuck it. That's me. As a young man like he was when he came into the industry, the occasional rash decision or contradiction is maybe easy to understand. But now that he's 45 years old, people are a lot less charitable and feel that it is ruining everything he built. Or at the very least, stopped him from progressing to where he should have been. The Game is a weirdo and has been since he came into the game. He has zero loyalty. He turned his back on 50 Cent, Dr. Dre, and now Kendrick Lamar. This is the same guy who was signed to Jimmy Henchman. I've never understood why The Game was able to rise up to the level we expected him to. He is disruptive to his own success. Game been going out sad since 2006. If you're wondering how he built this reputation, it goes all the way back to the earliest days of his career. And by now, his errant behavior has meant that he's pretty much alienated every single person that's ever helped him out back then. When The Game was initially trying to crack into the industry under Dr. Dre's Aftermath label, he found himself teamed up with his other major protege in 50 Cent. Soon, he was aligned with G-Unit. And for his part, 50 did what he could to mold Game's raw rhyming spitting talent into something marketable.
I went to meet Jimmy. Jimmy was like, he played me Game's record. Game was in the studio with Dre for over a year at that point. He said, yo, what you think about it? I said, no, he can rap. I said, he's a great rapper. He's just not a good songwriter yet. He said, if you fix it, I'm sure that everything is good between you know, you were in Dre and everything. This thing. And I'm like, okay, that's nothing. That's not. I fix it. Now, I only worked with Game for 4 days. The 4 days that I worked with Game, I muted my vocals, right? On a documentary special, Higher, Church for Thugs, Hated to Love It. And when he rocked to him, he did it. He nailed it.
From there, he became a member of 50's crew alongside Lloyd Banks, Tony Yayo, and their Dirty South representative, Young Buck. Back then, that trio was so loyal to 50 because he was essentially their meal ticket, and so they adopted all of his beef at a moment's notice. But the Game didn't see it that way, and publicly said that he was cool with people like Fat Joe, among others. Unsurprisingly, 50 Cent would take this as disloyalty, and soon, they were throwing shots back and forth on radio.
Somebody asked him where Game still with G-Unit. He said across the street around the block. He said next album he ain't doing nothing for you. You gonna sell like 500,000 copies.
That's what he said?
That's what he said.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
First three records he put out, I'm on them. West Side Story, How We Do, Hate It or Love It. Those are just three singles to date, so every record that he's selling is based on me being on his record.
From there, things just kept getting messy, with neither man refusing to back down, and Game now no longer armed with the machine that made him a megastar.
I wanted to be on Dre's level, on Eminem's level, and I wanted to be respected as that. I don't think 50 respected me in that aspect. I think he wanted me to be a G on a soldier, which I'm not.
Over time, things just kept getting worse, until they erupted outside of Hot 97 in a hail of gunfire.
Well, a member of 50 Cent's entourage is recovering today from a gunshot wound. The 24-year-old Los Angeles man was reportedly shot in the leg last night while in the lobby of a Manhattan radio station.
We were in New York. We didn't have cars. We just hopped out of cabs, and we went up there trying to, you know, defuse something and talk to a guy that didn't want to talk. You know, he remained upstairs in the radio station and sent security down.
Police say a group was exiting the building. They were leaving and they started to argue and someone pulled a gun. 50 was not injured during the incident. Victim is in stable condition. No arrests have been made.
Although it was initially reported that 50's ally was injured, Game's friend was shot. And rather than back down, he kept pushing to the point that amid a hail of diss tracks and an entire G-Unit movement, Game showed up at 50's crib.
Please just let 50 out, man.
Hey, man, that's the feds, man. They looking for us, man. We gonna bank this left, though.
A hoodie is cold outside.
He even rapped about it, declaring, "Rolling through Connecticut in a stolen minivan. Pulled up to his house. I don't see many men. Matter of fact, I don't see any men. One plainclothes cop. Call him Lieutenant Dan." Later, he brushed it off as if it was just a little misstep.
You and your homies actually went out to his house in Connecticut?
For sure.
No one was there though, right?
Police was, I mean, I didn't know no one was going to be there. 50 wasn't there, obviously.
That's what I'm saying.
But it was people there.
Right.
Like groundskeepers, security at the front and all of that shit. Yeah, they was there. But we was able to like do kind of like get on the property and do what we wanted to do.
Why'd you decide to go that far? Because things could have ended badly. Someone could have gotten killed.
The thing about me is that, like I said, I'm not one of those ill-prepared guys. Like when I do something and when I'm going to do something, it's I think it out. And I know the limits that I'm going to go to, and my worst case scenario is always death, right?
He brags about being calculated and not ill-prepared, but he showed up to an empty house looking for 50, lol. Despite how volatile it was, it initially seemed like the pair had squashed the beef and even staged a full press conference to bring the fighting to an end.
I just want to apologize on behalf of myself, 50 Cent, and to the fans, the radio stations, our labels, and I'm almost ashamed to have participated in the things that went on the last couple of weeks.
In the shadow of the untimely death of Biggie, today marks the anniversary of his death. We're here today to show that people can rise above even the most difficult circumstances, and together we can put negativity behind us. I feel like this is an opportunity for people to see us make peace.
But even though this should have been the end of the road, the shots just kept coming. Like this public diss in 2008.
Anybody in here got that TOS shit? I bought it on accident. I thought it was Michael Jackson off the wall. Hey, yo.
You don't fuck with the police, nigga.
Fuck 50, I'm about to get to that.
We don't fuck with the police.
You ain't got that whoa, whoa, whoa. You ain't got that shit. I know when 50 seen the sound scan, he was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, that nigga's a clown, baby. So Young Buck is going now. My prediction, just like that one, my prediction is that Lloyd Banks will be going next. But Tony Yayo, he gonna ride it out with his butt buddy for the fucking duration.
This sort of flip-flopping is what became commonplace for Game. And after being its first victim, 50 was the first one to explain the issues with his former G-Unit soldiers' mindset.
That's my issue with Game is I don't know what happened with him, period.
I felt like when that whole thing happened, because I interviewed him after, he felt so hurt. He really looked up to you.
How could you have?
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Assessment on a person who has flip-flopped their entire career.
I don't have an assessment.
Like,
I just know.
I watched him go one way. He almost bipolar. If you watch it, like the way he does things. Like he'll do it like he's extremely emotional. Then it goes to extremely aggressive and does something else. Like, and then you go, okay, well, maybe this was his interpretation of what the culture is.
Over time, this just kept happening. Because after airing 50 out at a concert just 1 year prior, Game was now back to saluting him again. For 50, I'm just gonna apologize to him, just as a man. It has nothing to do with music or beef, or nothing like that. It ain't about being the bigger man. He can take it and say, Game is apologizing. Game's a sucker. He's apologizing. I'm apologizing for me to him. To Dr. Dre, to Jimmy Iovine, to Eminem, to all of the fans. Now, in both his retellings of stories of that era, and when 50 runs into trouble today, Game seems completely incapable of finding out which side of the fence he sits on. Such as when he reflected on 50 getting heated about himself and Lloyd Banks taking a picture in Dubai.
I don't know, I think we get into a point where we don't have to assume 50's not a happy guy. I don't think he meant to shit on 50 by taking a picture. I think he just saw a nigga that he came up with and created music with and created a bond with, and it was nothing but a snap of a picture. Like, again, 50 gonna be mad about something anyway, so I didn't give a fuck, and I doubt that Banks did.
But when it comes to 50, it's been clear for years that the Game is never going to fully know where he stands. And because he doesn't, neither can the hip-hop world at large who are following his actions. Yet, while his animosity for 50 is understandable in the sense that he had to carve out a career for himself from the ashes of what he once had, what makes a lot of sense are his issues with Dr. Dre, which have put untold strain on what should have been a fruitful mentorship. When Game first signed to Aftermath, it seemed only natural that he was Compton's next great hope. Complete with his NWA tattoo, he was the perfect vessel for Dre to help and try to put his coast back on top. But when the fallout with 50 Cent occurred, Interscope, the parent company of Aftermath, had to choose sides. At the time, there was no way they were going to let go of the superstar that 50 had become. This left Game to find his own deal on Geffen and leave Dr. Dre behind, at least in terms of being on his label. This was obviously a hard position for Dre to be in, but at times, Game seemed to get why things had to play out the way they did.
Because he financially and infrastructurally, he had to take sides with who Jimmy took sides with.
Which was 50.
Okay. And so it made sense because that's where the bulk of the money was being made. And so at that point, you didn't want to piss 50 off because he was the breadwinner. So yeah, everybody chose sides, but I did the doctor's advocate and no one thought it was coming out. Dropped it off in every club. I walked in every club. I bought bottles in every club and I made One Blood crush shit. Yeah,
it was an event.
So by the time I got back to the West Coast, they were begging me to finish the album. And that's where me and 50's relationship really went left, because he didn't like the support that I was getting from the building.
Because of this, he generally led with a positive outlook on what was handed to him by the doctor.
Just because Dre wasn't on the production side of, you know, out of my second and third album, which I'm glad that he wasn't, because I was able to show that I was a dominant force on my own, doesn't mean that I didn't talk to Dre or, you know, me and Dre wasn't, you know, had the same relationship. Dre always told me, he was like, no matter what happens, no matter what is said in the media, me and you are always going to be the same as we were the last time we had an in-person conversation. Even still, with everything that, you know, our little disconnect now or whatever it is, man, I still got nothing but love for Dr. Dre. It just is what it is. It's Dr. Dre in this game.
Right, because I think in 2010, you posted a picture where you're wearing a bunch of Aftermath chains, and you say, it's funny how things come full circle.
Yeah.
And I guess, didn't you say you're going back to Aftermath at that point?
No, it was basically, that was my ode to Dre, just saying that, like, I'm always going to be Aftermath no matter what. And it's still to this day. Aftermath is Dr. Dre.
But in classic Game fashion, he can't seem to decide. Because while at times he is grateful to the leg up that Dre's connection gave him at the outset, he then wavered in that same interview and claimed that he'd be where he is anyway.
I appreciated the, you know, the step up on the ladder. I always felt like if I never got put in G-Unit or Dr. Dre never signed me to Aftermath, I would still be sitting here talking to you with the same track record, because I'm the type of nigga, like, if I put my mind to something and I say this is what I want to do, like, that is just simply what I'm going to do. It was cool being in G-Unit, but then it wasn't, because I felt like we was just in it. I felt like 50 was making the money and we was just in G-Unit.
Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
You know what I'm saying?
For years, Game and Dre maintained this positive, if unofficial, relationship, with Game even flexing that he could get Dre to pick up the phone whenever he wanted in interviews.
Even if you do have a history with Dre, how easy is that phone call to get him on the phone and be like, or is it still a struggle?
Nah, I can hit Dre right now. We should do a test.
Yeah. Some island somewhere.
Yeah, let's just see, man. Let's see, man.
Let's see if I can get Dre.
It ain't even fucking...
Wow,
yo, hey, Doc.
That wasn't
Dre.
Full one ring.
I think it was... Man, I told him, niggas, if I call Dre gonna pick up. Nigga, the phone ain't ring, bro. That's what's
up. But if there was one moment where this was permanently altered, it was when the Game decided to act like Dre betrayed him over the Super Bowl. Initially, Game acted like he wasn't fazed by being overlooked from the Dr. Dre-led halftime show that featured many of his protégés.
We on the West Coast are the only f***ers that have this crab in a barrel mentality where we want to keep down or don't do things based on what somebody else might think it looks like. Snoop Dogg was there because Snoop Dogg is safe and he a legend. So it's like Snoop is an icon. Dre is an icon. M is an icon, but M is not from L.A. 50 is not from L.A. And I'm not taking away from the fact that they were on the Super Bowl, but L.A. wouldn't have been on a Detroit Super Bowl or a New York Super Bowl. It just wouldn't have happened. L.A. all around the Super Bowl, and I don't get the call.
But while he initially tried to act like he was okay with the whole situation, his tone when discussing Dre soon shifted. Suddenly, he was no longer eternally grateful to Dre for everything he had done. Instead, he was downplaying his role in the whole thing.
Dre didn't do any beats on a documentary. But I didn't say he didn't oversee it. But as far as like doing a beat for the documentary, like, no. And I've never had a Dre beat in my career.
Wow.
Whoever, you know, Scott Storch, the Just Blazes, the Swizz Beatz, the Timberlands helped me put together my classic album. So I can't give Dre credit for the Just Blaze beat. I've never had a song with Dre on it and Dre been in my video. Snoop has a ton. M has a ton. I don't have none.
Soon, he was claiming that Kanye had done more for him than Dre ever did.
It's crazy that Ye did more for me in the last 2 weeks than Drake did for me my whole career.
And understandably, people couldn't even fathom that this came out of his mouth. He's so good at being ungrateful. Since this all went down, Dre has distanced himself even further from Game once and for all. And in hindsight, he's now cooked this vital connection once and for all. In the process, coming off as even more petulant and stubborn than any grown man should.
So basically, I was hollering at Nori them, a little inebriated. And I said some things that I meant. Having Dre do anything for your project, anything in your career, is such a blessing that I shall not it on that again. You know what I'm saying? Not I should have gave him more grace with what he actually did do, and that was mentor me and do things that nobody else could have done for me. And you know, in my career, when I was talking on you know, talking on there, I was speaking in terms of like what Ye was doing right at that moment, which was life-changing for me. And then I based it on, you know, Dre's lack thereof, because I took the business part personal. And I should have left it business. But Dre is Dre, bro. We all know what Dr. Dre do.
In the wake of the Super Bowl fiasco, Game did major damage to his reputation with the whole Dre thing. But this isn't the only way he lashed out about it. And this time, it had a hint of clout chasing about it, which made things even worse. Alongside aiming at Dr. Dre about the whole thing, Game seemed to have a serious problem with his prized protege, Slim Shady himself. Back in the day, Game got an early assist from M on the documentary on the track We Ain't. Since then, the Compton MC has exhibited nothing but respect for Shady and claimed he wanted no smoke with him.
In hip-hop, Eminem is the only rapper that nobody ever wants a problem with, including myself, man. Eminem is like the most lyrically insane. Even when I was going at 50 and me and Dre wasn't seeing eye to eye, man, I stayed away from the white dude, you know, because he a problem.
If he were to come at you
with
like a industry beef, what would you have done?
Run.
But after what occurred with Dr. Dre and the Super Bowl, all of that changed. Suddenly, he was laying the gauntlet down, claiming that he could actively take M in a rap battle.
Nah, hey, look, man, Eminem is Eminem, and I like Eminem. He's one of the fucking good MCs, great MCs. He raps fella, you know what I'm saying? Ficky, ficky, ficky. He do all that shit, Eminem. And I used to think Eminem was better than me.
So what you saying right
he
now?
He's not. Challenge. Game. Hey, challenge it.
Game, you don't want to go versus against
yes,
Eminem.
Yes, I do. What do you mean? Yeah, I do. The fuck you mean? So what you trying to say? Hey, let's just say what you're trying to say. You trying to say that I don't want to head on fade with the white man?
No, I just want to stay on some drama.
But people were not buying it. It didn't even boost his numbers, as Dramatic Heart versus Mind basically flopped.
So far, that's not the case at all. As of press time on Spotify, the songs on Drillmatic are averaging around 2 million streams each. But that number is entirely skewed by one song, Easy, featuring Kanye West. Take that track away and the total streams plummet to 78,000, roughly 2,600 plays per song. At this rate, he's looking to do less than 10,000 units first week.
And as always, he refused to own it.
That shit don't never fuck with me, because you got to understand where it's coming from. I mean, you got somebody at the bottom of their grandparents' house and like fucking, I don't know, in the comments saying you fell off. Like, who the fuck are you? To be able to hate on my music or hate on me or hate on my career, you got to be zoomed the fuck in and you got to be listening. So like everybody, you could do what you want on my page and on my socials. I don't really give a fuck. Like, it's thug life.
In the wake of the whole thing, it basically gave everyone just another chance to laugh at him, further diminishing the respect that he should have earned by now through virtue of being around this long. Imagine he spent the album budget on therapy. He'd be in a much better place. The Game is the definition of arrested development. The Game has publicly betrayed every person who's ever helped his career when he thought he could benefit. Now he's rapping about holding a man's daughter hostage. I wonder how the Game's teenage daughter thinks when her father has groups of strippers constantly running in and out of their house. And to make matters worse, he later even owned up to the fact that he didn't even mean what he was saying about M.
Throwing shots at Eminem and beefing with Eminem. It was just me being upset with Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre can't out-rap me, so I just went at M, just because that's just how I get sometimes.
Man, he doesn't make it easy for himself. Amid all of the Super Bowl chaos and major catastrophes, the Game has always just stayed unhinged at all times. That's how you get stories like when he punched an off-duty cop during a basketball game that Nick Young had to bear witness to.
Who would you say is a better basketball player? Chris Brown or Game?
Chris Brown.
Really?
The Game played just like somebody in jail.
Well, you saw when Game punched that dude.
Yeah.
You were there.
He used to try to punk us, too, because we was younger and stuff. Any call he getting, or he's trying to fight people. So
you got into it at a basketball game again, this time with an off-duty officer.
Yeah, man, I got to stop playing basketball.
You end up punching him at one point?
Pretty much.
But while he laughed it off, not everyone saw the funny side and saw it as a clear-cut sign that he needs to mature. The Game. Yeah, man, I gotta stop playing basketball. How about, yeah, man, I have to grow up at some point in time. Asking way too much, man. If three kids won't make him grow up, nothing will. And indeed, it just looks like it's never going to happen. Because he just keeps treating those around him like playthings. Including Kanye West. A man he's known since the outset of his career, Game and Ye have been firm friends over the years. But Game's ability to flip on everyone around him has made that a struggle at times. Things, as always, started all good though. Ye came in right before me, and I was able to see Ye pre-Kanye. Game reflected back in 2012. We were in and out of these studios, he was bringing beats, and I was just trying to get on stuff. He'd always have these CDs that would just say K West on them, and if he gave you one of those, it just had so many gems. I had like 5 of them, and for many years, they had remained that way. After the beats he got from Ye early in his career, it felt like there was an inbuilt loyalty there. During Ye's financial struggles in 2016, where he publicly declared that he was in debt, Game promptly tweeted that he would help him out, and claimed, "I'm not Mark Zuckerberg, but I got $10 million to invest in his ideas if he comes to Dubai and skydives with us tomorrow. I'll pay him the flight. It's 12 noon in Dubai, you got an hour to accept. Call my phone or tweet. Hashtag Black Jesus." But as always, things went south at the Game's hands when he began flaunting his previous relationship with Kim Kardashian. Way before Ye was on the scene, Kim and Game briefly went out. But to begin with, Game always respected the boundaries on Heaven's Arm from Jesus Peace, in which he cautioned that, "Kanye with Kim now, I'm happy for that. Disrespect him or his wifey, I'll slap you for that." But despite acting like he was his ally, Game then threw all that out the window in 2019 when, at a listening party, he debuted a track where he said, "I held Kim Kardashian by the throat, made her swallow my kids until she choked." This was set for his then-alleged farewell album, Born to Rap, but it never saw the light of day. And as Game tells it, that's because Kanye called him up and let him know to back off, while, as always, refusing to really take accountability for causing it in the first place.
There's a few times where Ye called me after he heard me say some shit and was like, "What's up? What's up, nigga?" He like, "Come on, man. Come on what?" "Kim's mad about the line. Can you just not do it anymore?" "Yeah." And then so I stopped. And I didn't do it again. I didn't do it no more. And then I did it again, and he got a little pissed off at me. We didn't speak for like 6 months.
Yeah.
But I could hear the, you know, the anger in his voice a little bit the second time, because he really meant it the second time. And I felt he meant it, and I love him to death. So then I really just axed the shit. You know what I'm saying? And we've been smooth ever since.
Okay.
So.
Here, you had a rare instance where someone else made Kanye West seem like the less petty individual in a situation, which is pretty crazy. By now, it's clear that there's not a lot of things that inspire immovable loyalty in Game. Not crews, mentors, labels, or even friends. But what really is shocking is that considering how much he insists that he puts the West Coast on his back, the whole Drake versus Kendrick beef still wasn't enough to keep him in defense of one of his own. Over the years, the Game has routinely tried to assert his role in making Kendrick, as well as Nipsey Hussle, whenever someone gives him the chance.
"I took Nipsey's CD, took it and put it in my pocket. I took Kendrick and took that on tour. When Kendrick was J-Rock, motherfucking hype man, I put the list on my back. So when you say I'm him, no, you not.
But despite being there for Kendrick's coronation and doing what he could to put him on, there was never a sense that he would try to protect him, particularly from Drake. After all, many people felt that he let Drizzy get subliminals off at Kendrick on 100, where he spit, "I would have all of your fans if I didn't go pop and I stayed on some conscious shit. I would have so many more friends if I lost my success and my confidence." Immediately, Game claimed it wasn't a big deal though, let alone an issue of loyalty to Kung Fu Kenny.
I didn't feel like that, and if I did, I wouldn't put a song out. because again, like I said, Kendrick's my brother. I love him too. But if Drake, and you know, was subliminal and slick,
yeah, he's slick with that.
Again, yeah, like he wanted the best to ever do it. It's hip hop, and even Kendrick is lyrically equipped to catch any stray and return fire.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's I think at the end of the day, it's all good in hip hop. It ain't like, you know, Kendrick and Drake are about to go into a, you know, a street war.
No.
Like, so I mean, if Drake was taking subliminals at Kendrick on that song and Kendrick caught it and wanted to return something, I think that would be great for hip hop. I think that sometimes, you know, rap battles, even, you know, even subliminally in different songs are healthy for hip hop too. Because if you think about it, no matter how you think about it, it's a competition.
Yeah.
There's only one number one spot at the top of the Billboard or the top of any chart. Everybody wants to have it.
Along the way, he remained noncommittal about who would win if it came to a lyrical battle.
I mean, lyrically, I don't know, man. like Kendrick is just too incredible. And then Drake is so dope too, man. I would just like to just be a fan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And just sit back and watch two of the, you know, greatest artists of all time, like have a go.
While that might be one thing, there was the other side of the coin in that he seemed uncomfortable with Kendrick's position as the best MC in his city.
Can't nobody in Compton out rap game. Can't nobody in Compton out rap me.
Facts.
Talk to him. Yeah, Kendrick, my nigga. Kendrick do his shit. I love that nigga to death, nigga. I love Kendrick to death, but I flew past Kendrick when that nigga was on foot in a Range Rover and showed him how to do this shit. Don't play with game name, nigga. Compton, nigga. Hardest nigga in Compton. Rapping, lyricist, nigga. Me. Any nigga that say any different, nigga, I'll body him and the nigga he fuck with.
As everything took place between K-Dot and Drake, much of the West Coast leapt to his side. But as for the game, he shared Drake's energy from If You're Reading This Is Too Late on Instagram, alongside a caption that read, "I got rappers that I gotta act like I like, but my acting days are over. Fuck them for life." Instead, he tarnished his reputation on his own coast.
All this made game's positioning in the battle of Drake versus Kendrick Lamar stand out like a green hat with an orange bill. I mean, this was a time of supreme unity. Us versus them, culture versus the colonizer, Compton versus the Canadian. They not like us, and Game had an opportunity to reinforce support for an artist from his city, represent for his whole coast. But what did Game do? The exact opposite. Game made a post of him listening to Drake's energy on IG.
And when the whole city seemed to come together and celebrate K-Dot's emphatic victory, Game was omitted from the pop-out show, all the while pretending like he didn't care.
Kendrick do his shit, and what he did last night, that shit was amazing for the West Coast. Now, I sat back and I watched it, nigga. I ain't have to be there, you know what I'm saying, to think that the shit was motherfucking cool and major. That's cool, nigga. I think it's a dub for the coast. I think that what K-Dot did for a lot of West Coast niggas last night was hard as fuck, nigga. I think it was hard. I think it was dope of him and big-hearted of him to do that shit for niggas.
Now that it's all said and done, there's a sense that he's trying to get back on his good side and has been seen commending him.
I think Kendrick does the best job possible at explaining who we are, what we are, that even though we have this stigma on us as, you know, a culture, a gang culture, and we had to stop tape and see if it's okay and do all of that, I think that he does an amazing job, the best job at explaining to the world how and why they should understand why we are the way that we are.
Meanwhile, his manager, WAC 100, has been running damage control wherever possible.
Some of you gotta understand that some men are men. It's music, and if a nigga fuck with a nigga, nigga fuck with a nigga. What the fuck you got to do with a West Coast? Drake from Canada.
Okay, hold on. So Game don't fuck with K-Dot? Because I thought they was brother, bro. I thought it was, you know, that's what I'm thinking.
What that got to do with Rick Ross?
Because then Ross just jumped on a nigga that's jumping on a nigga. And so now it's a goddamn handicap match. Now it's a World Rumble, nigga, and you jumped in on Drake's side.
You mentioned it. Drake and Kendrick is already fade.
Okay, boom. Okay.
Ross on the side.
Boom.
He whooping. He whooping. Game got word he whooping. He jumping to Apollo. Yeah. Pull up, jump out. What's up with you, fat?
It don't make no sense, West Coast. No, I don't.
The end result of all this flip-flopping, indecision, and general backstabbing of the people around him is that the game can never fully be taken seriously. With his catalog and everything he's accomplished, he should be seen as a legend of a high caliber. Instead, audiences can't believe a word he says. All the while, he keeps acting like a man far younger than he is, appearing on streams with people like Vitaly and getting involved in PDF file stings for clout.
How old are you?
Whether by choice or because the audiences have left him behind, Game now claims his ambitions are elsewhere and centered on his family.
Was purely based on wanting to see my wanting to walk my daughter down the aisle. I had a new mission and a new will to live. That's what it's about for me.
And this is good, because if he's waiting to be treated as the legend that, in some ways, he is, then he's going to need to work really hard to undo a lot of the damage to his reputation and standing in the industry.